Blog Talk Radio.
Today in 1576, St. Vincent de Paul was, if you see those nuns, they may have changed their outfits by now, modernizing with the big hats that look like Dutch sails and big blue gowns. That's one of the orders that this priest set up and when he was born in the 15th century. And of course, they're known, St. Vincent de Paul is known for their charitable activities to helping the homeless and the hungry. Do you ever use the Farmer's Almanac? I forgot to look at it this year to see why we're having all these storms. In 1766, Farmer's Almanac was started by a guy named Thomas Bailey. 1769, one of England's greatest generals, the Duke of Wellington, Arthur Wellesley. Now, he was part of that Anglo-Irish elite. These were the Englishmen who went over to Ireland after Cromwell crushed the Irish in the 16th century. And, of course, Queen Elizabeth was also involved before him, that the English have always had their eyes on Ireland. And one of the English pope, the only pope who was English, Adrian, gave Ireland to the English. And this was cause of the problem that's still going on today with Northern Ireland, although there's been some kind of political accommodation among some of the Protestants and the Catholics in that troubled land. Great. The first postage stamp forger, and given the way the post office is going, it wouldn't surprise me. A guy named Fournier in 1824, he was born. One of the great French generals of World War I, the guy who saved Verdun, he commandeered the taxis of Paris, Joseph Gallieni, and that became known, the taxis on that road to Verdun to stop the Germans. It was called the Holy Road, Sacra Via. A few years later, Henri Pétain, he was the French general who saved Verdun and the French army from defeat by the Germans in World War I. Unfortunately, in World War II, he collaborated with the Nazis and set up. He was allowed to set up as the leader in southern France called Vichy. The Gaulle never forgave him, and he was put on trial as a war criminal because of his war record, and he was ambassador to Franco's Spain before the war, but because of his World War I record, Pétain was sentenced to life imprisonment, unlike the other French collaborators who were executed. Let's see who else we have today. The guy who designed the Jefferson Memorial, one of the most beautiful pieces of architecture in Washington, a guy named Thomas Russell Pope. And the guy who starred in Birth of a Nation, his name was Robert Hooman. And that, of course, was a very controversial film. It was considered to be racist. But it's a classic. It's a silent film, but it should be seen because it was the beginning of really of American documentary, quasi-documentary history. Excuse me. One of the founders of Franco Spain's political machine, called the Falange, José Primo de Rivera, was born. And, of course, Franco was actually a closet monarchist, and he eventually allowed the present Queen Juan Carlos he groomed him to succeed him after Franco knew he was going to die eventually. It lasted a long time, since 1939 to the early 70s. Let's see, who else? Friedrich Siemens. Now, you've seen that name for elevators, for heavy machinery. This guy was born in the 19th century, and of course they were big supporters of Hitler during World War II, but they survived and became, again, in the resurgent Germany, became one of the world's biggest international merchants and manufacturers of elevators, heavy equipment, I think electronics. They're into a lot of stuff. But they're in trouble now because they were supposed to have met a contract deadline on this new super train that was supposed to travel from the continent under the English Channel to England. And these trains, because there's different railroad systems in each of these countries, from Holland to Belgium to France, they've been unable to make their system compatible with all the other systems on the proposed route from Holland, Belgium, France, and then through the channel, or channel as they call it, to England. I guess they'll work it out. And the guy who wrote All the King's Men, which was based on the biography of Huey Long, the demagogue, a politician whose theme was share the wealth. He was around during the Depression, and he was governor of Louisiana. See the movie All the King's Men. Read the book. It's a classic in American politics and political literature. Now, the first version with Broderick Crawford is best. The second version with this other guy, it's a dog in more ways than one. And those of you who like Shirley MacLaine, it's her birthday today. Richard Daley II, born. I knew him when I went to school back east. I knew him. I was acquainted with him. Let's put it that way. We weren't drinking buddies. But anyway, he succeeded his father, and now he is out as mayor of Chicago. In fact, Harold Washington really trashed him. When Harold Washington, the first black candidate for mayor who actually won in Chicago, even with all the vote fraud, trashed Richard Daley because he inherited a machine that his father had built. His father and Ed Kelly before him had built the Cook County Democratic machine. Richard Daley consolidated it. Richard Daley the first, I should say. Among the deaths today, we have Daniel Defoe, great English author, one of the great German military strategists, von Moltke. The Duchess of Windsor, this woman was married a couple of times. Some question as to whether she was a transgendered or what. This is Wally Wallace Simpson. She was also married, this is not well known, she was also married to an American naval officer, graduate of Annapolis, and some very strange things about this woman and this strange marriage that she concocted with Edward VII. And why he gave up his throne for the woman he loved caused a great constitutional rift in English politics, and Queen Elizabeth never forgave this woman. They were briefly reconciled when the Duke died and wanted to be buried in England. But Queen Elizabeth's father was ill and died early. He never wanted to be king, was quite happy to have his two daughters and his marriage, and the crown was forced on him when his older brother had to abdicate because the English would not tolerate at that time a twice divorced woman, bad enough to having one, according to their morals of the day. Pat Paulson, remember him on the Smothers Brothers shows? He died on this day. Among the interesting events, Mary Queen of Scots was married to the Dauphin of France, Francois, but he died, and then she came back to claim her throne in Scotland, and was a hothead, intemperate, and that got her in a lot of trouble and eventually cost her head. The first newspaper in America, the first successful newspaper, ironically, was in Boston in 1704, called the Boston Newsletter. And on this day, Les Marseillaise was composed, and let me see, I think I have it here, and I think we ought to play it just we usually play it on July 4th, and let me see, it should be here. If it's not, shame on me. let's see, Marseillaise, I don't see it, but anyway, we'll find it, and we will, we'll play it on July 4th, of course, the original version. There are quite a few versions of this, and we'll go back and find it in our archives. We have about 100 audios on this particular website. And in 1800, the Library of Congress was set up. In 1833, we had the first soda fountain. Remember the soda fountain when you were a teenager? Those of us who were in that era. And then remember Eastman Kodak? The company is no longer in business. They made great cameras, great color film. In 1889, Eastman Kodak was set up in Rochester, New York. And then the first White House newsman, to be assigned to the White House, William Prince. This was in 1897. And on the state also, Teddy Roosevelt was Secretary of the Navy, and he had Admiral Dewey. He signaled him, since they knew there was going to be war with Spain, he signaled him to sail from Hong Kong to the Philippines to confront what was left of the Spanish Navy, which pretty decrepit wooden ships. After 300 years, Spain was definitely on the slide. Yeah. In 1915, a horrible massacre that still not resolved. The Turks have never apologized to the Armenians. The Turks massacred the Armenians in 1915, and it's still a sore subject among the Armenians even to this day. Also in that year, gas warfare, chloroform gas was used by the Germans on the Allies. A lot of people were burned. A lot of violence in that period. In 1916, the Easter Rebellion broke out. And I recommend this movie, Michael Collins. It's a very fine movie with Liam Neeson. Very accurate. Back to the Brits again. In 1920, after the Turks were defeated in World War I, and of course they controlled Palestine, which is now Israel today, the British set up a mandate over Palestine, and the Zionists wanted them out. They wanted the homeland for the Jews to return, the right of return. And the British stayed until 1948. There were a lot of bombings. In fact, one of the prime ministers of Israel, Begin, was a terrorist in a group called the Irgun. Talk about terrorism. And they blew up the King David Hotel. There was a lot of terror attacks on the British army. Occupation that was there, and the British was trying to keep the peace between what was left of the peace between the Jews, as they were called then, and the Arabs. And of course, that's still not resolved. Even 65 years later, 1915. 1944, excuse me, the first B-29 landed in China. Now, the first B-29 to bomb Tokyo, not the first B-25, which was General Doolittle in 1942, but 2 years later, the B-29s were, they had enough of them, and the first pilot was Roman Puchinsky, who happened to later become a Chicago alderman. I debated him during the Vietnam War, and he, in the middle of the debate, when we asked what was happening to the, what had happened, what was the fate of the American pilots who were shot down in Vietnam, and he said that he had asked President Lyndon Baines Johnson to order the installation of tape recorders in the cockpit so that it, when a plane crashed, hopefully they could recover the tape recorders. They have even, planes have crashed in the ocean. They've even recovered the tape recorders down at the bottom of the ocean in some of these horrible plane crashes. I think that Air France plane that went down from that flight from Rio to Paris, I think they recovered the flight recorder. But that was quite a feat, and we were all surprised. Of course, there was a great debate with Roman and Pucci, as he was known among even his political enemies in Chicago. Also, the in 1954, the first American pilot was shot down. He was a civilian, probably working for the CIA at the time, because we were covertly aiding the French, but not with not with an army like we later did with Kennedy sent in 10,000 military specialists, and LBJ really upped the ante, sending in, I think, 50,000, then 100,000, then a half a mil. And then back to JFK in 1961, when he failed to provide air cover, air support to the Cuban rebels who were trying to oust Castro. They were defeated and were captured at the Bay of Pigs. JFK took responsible for his failure to provide air cover. And some historians speculate this may have been a factor in people who successfully or people who wanted him dead, we'll put it that way. And then 1968, talk about the leftist activism. It was the first leftist student strike at Columbia University in New York, and it's still, in some people's opinion, it's still very red. We're going to play now those people who are traveling. Believe it or not, this bus service, I just came across it while walking the dog. And the pictures are on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas, along with the interview. But here is the audio extract from that interview for a $1.50 fare. And this is for the first five people who make their reservation on this bus. It's a dollar plus 50 cents service fee, and after that it's a sliding fee, but it's a $1.50 to go from Northern California San Francisco to stop in Oakland, Sacramento to LA, and it's about a 6 hour bus trip. And here is the interview that extracted from the audio, from the video.
What does it cost if you don't get the first five seats? You can get a regular seat.
Regular. It depends. Like I said, it depends on where you're going and how soon you book it. The later you book it, or the closer to your date you book it, it's more expensive. It could still cost. Like I said, it depends on where you're going. Anywhere from.
So you're going to LA.
So $15, something like that.
Oh, okay. So it's cheaper than Greyhound.
It's still way cheaper than Greyhound.
Thanks.
And not as many stops.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see if you get a lot of foreigners, kids who are going to stay at the youth hostels and that.
Yeah.
This is quite a deal for them, presumably. Yeah. Okay, did you ever run into, what was it, the green, there used to be a hippie service called.
Oh, Green Tortoise?
Yeah, are they still around?
I don't think they
set up a youth hostel in North Beach, I remember, so I used to be in home. But, you know, things come and go.
Yeah.
Allow people to bring on coffee and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What an adventure.
Bathroom in the bathroom.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's right. Do you stop halfway down, like near Fresno or something?
Well, no, there's one stop going down. Basically, it's a meal stop.
It's
a meal stop going down. And other than that, you just keep right on going.
Watch your ass.
So this is about a six-hour drive.
Six-hour drive, and you go down 280?
No. actually go down 101.
101.
Okay. Unless they go over, and some of them, because we have buses that pick up in Oakland, and they go straight down.
How many in the fleet?
Probably about 40, 45.
Oh. And is there a turnaround in L.A.? People want to come to San Francisco?
Well, there's another bus you'll catch coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually the bus goes on to Vegas.
Oh, Vegas. How much is it to Vegas?
Vegas? Now, that I don't know, but I'm pretty sure from here to Vegas, it'll probably cost you about $30.
$30. And you better not. You better keep enough so you can come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
that's just one way.
Wow. How long has this been in business?
Actually, they just started here, and just this past December 5th was the first day on the West Coast.
Wow. Oh, so they were on the East Coast before? Where?
Oh, yeah, they're big. They're big back east.
It's the first time I heard. Of course, everybody parks here. You see all these gambling buses, but yours is the first that I saw for $1.50. Well, good talking to you. Thanks.
All right, same here.
Yeah, I'm going to put this on my website. I like this.
Okay, that was a bus driver, and it was just by accident I happened to be walking the dog. Now, our policy is not to post on this, on the Blog Talk, abusive, foul, racist language, but on the Amicus Veritas YouTube site, we happened to capture this black racist assaulting this white employee of Trader Joe's here in San Francisco. And it was just incredible. We don't know if he was caught maybe shoplifting or had, you know, trying to shoplift or what, but it was just so it was uncalled for. But if you want to see the video, the language is rough, it's foul, it's insulting, it's abusive, it's racist. You can go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas. We'll be back Friday at 4 p.m., and we've got some more audio video work in the hopper, and we'll be getting that up. I'm still doing some medical things. I hurt my back. But anyway, we want to continue with what we call our audio video magazine format. And on all our sites, the YouTube site, the blog, and on the Blog Talk site, you're getting material that you're not going to get anyplace else, and it's based on nearly 50 years of experience in various fields. So I've been there, I've done it, and like Eric Hopper says, I've got my hands dirty more than once working in construction, doing other things. Professionally. So we will end with our usual politics and poker, and I hope to find that Lamassia. I know I had it. Oh, maybe let's just try to. No. It's too late. So we'll do our usual politics and poker, and I recommend that you see the film Michael Collins. Also, Mary Queen of Scots with Vanessa Redgrave and Glenda Jackson. Great film. And also Michael Collins, which is he was really one of the first of the truly patriotic Irish statesmen. Unfortunately, he was assassinated. We think Eamon de Valera, who later became longtime prime minister, president, was also involved in the Easter Rebellion. But because he was born in the States, he had American citizenship. And de Valera, which was Spanish, he was saved from the firing squad. Michael Collins was assassinated by someone who, and de Valera may not have had a hand in it, but he certainly knew about it. Very devious man. Anyway, we will be back on Friday, and here is our parting theme for today. Excuse me, I've got a slight cold. Politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace Betts!
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, what's the time?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and talk and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panjachinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Running neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
At 4 p.m. This is Peter Paul Brazola. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site to see the latest, the Trader Joe's verbal assault on the employee. And also, if you're going to be traveling this way and you want to go from San Francisco to L.A., the $1.50 bus fare. It's Peter Paul Brazola. Good night. And also go to our blog. Amicus Veritas, AMICUSVERITAS. Good night.